The turning point is to believe the word of God when it says what he says he's going to do. I mean, you can be a Christian, and I'm a prime example of that. A Christian your whole life and still not live a victorious life only because you're not actually believing what the word says.
God desires for you to be blessed. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a message on prosperity and priorities. It matters who you put your trust in and what you set your mind on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us, and he's going to be talking about your prosperity and my prosperity and his prosperity and everybody's prosperity that knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And
That's
is in
right.
the family of God.
What a blessing it is to be with you, and what a blessing it is to be blessed.
Amen.
We are blessed.
We are.
And we are, this is our 302nd day of teaching on prosperity.
302nd day.
And I have so enjoyed being with you on all of these days.
It's been great.
Of teaching.
I've enjoyed it.
We've grown, and you know, people.
We teach ourselves.
We really do. We really learn so much from this. And what we're talking about in this particular series, Glory, is your book, God's Will is Prosperity. And here's my original copy that you gave to me back in 1978. This is the 40th year of the printing of this book.
Praise God.
And the Lord led me to bring this back out for us to teach it. And every day is a chapter. Every day we're going through the essence of course, you can't go through the whole chapter in a day, but the essence of what your chapters are, the high spots of what your chapters are saying. And so we began yesterday with chapter one talking about.
Now, what year is it? That's
1978.
So it's been out.
And this is our new year, the year of the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. Happy New Year, by the way, Gloria.
Happy New Year to you, George.
This is our first week of the broadcast for this new year. And what a privilege it is to be with you.
I believe our prosperity is on fire.
I believe our prosperity is on fire. Amen.
Increase. Hallelujah.
That's exactly right. It's time for increase.
I'm going to enjoy this.
So we're taking a chapter a day on your book, and we have produced a 40th anniversary edition of the book, which is going to be offered at the end of the broadcast absolutely free. We'll be sowing it to all that are watching. And so I was so inspired with this because as I went back and I read the book again, Gloria, it is so relevant to where we are today, even more so because of the economic situations and what's going on. Everybody needs to read this book. And we talked about it a little while ago about how this book was produced at a time when you did not have a proliferation of prosperity books on the market.
That's right.
They were not out there in wide expanse, but you answered the call to write this book, and I'm so thankful for that.
Praise God.
You wrote the book, I think you were still at the Green River Courthouse when you wrote this book. And I mean, when Gloria writes a book, she writes a book. There's a picture of you at your typewriter writing this book. And so everything that we have, all of the thoughts, all of the things that we have on paper here and these outlines are available to you, kcm.org. Just go to the website and you can get these. But Gloria, you basically said everything that is in these outlines. So let's dig into it. Today we're talking about chapter 2, prosperity and priorities. And we begin here with Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, "But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day."
Praise God.
What a great scripture that is.
That is a wonderful word. It is He.
That is, man, oh man, one of my favorites.
Gives you the power to get wealth.
Gives you the power to get wealth.
So you don't, might as well not spend any time thinking about, oh, I could never do that. I'm not smart enough to do that.
Nope.
I don't have the education to do that. You've got God.
He gives you the power to
get
wealth.
Isn't that something? I receive it.
And you said, Gloria, in your book, God is so generous with us that He desires His children to have the best in life on earth in the same way that you desire the best for your children.
That's right.
So that's how He feels about us. That's His heart towards us. And because of religious thinking and doubt and unbelief, people have rejected that and have not received it.
Have you ever known of families that had a lot of money and then their kids come along and they just aren't, they're such screwballs that they can't handle the money.
Yes. Yeah.
So they don't have the power to enjoy the wealth.
That's right.
That the parents have laid up.
That's right.
Well, we're not that way.
We are not that way, not at all. God, Gloria Copeland said in her book, God is not against a man having money.
No.
He's against money having the man.
That's right.
He's not opposed to His people being rich, but He is opposed to them being covetous.
That's right.
And that's what the topic of this chapter is all about, Gloria. You talk about this prosperity and priorities. Prosperity and priorities. And you use this Luke 12:15 in the Amplified. He said to them, Jesus said to them, guard yourselves and keep free from all covetousness, the immoderate desire for wealth, the greedy longing to have more. So the Scripture plainly tells us to guard ourselves from that and to keep the priorities in mind when we're talking about prosperity.
Amen.
Then you quoted Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
I remember when I saw that in the Scripture. And I needed everything added to me.
That
and I thought, this is just great. I receive it. I take it.
What a day that was.
Tulsa.
That was in Tulsa, in that house in Tulsa.
Yeah, nope, nothing much in it, just odds and ends. But I found that Scripture and I took it.
And the priority that you're talking about in your chapter is seek first the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's
what we do first.
That's how you do it.
I believe the Amplified talks about and seek His ways and His ways of doing things.
And being right.
And being right. And seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Mm-hmm. His way of doing things.
His way of doing things. And all these things shall be added
to
you.
That's the key, right?
So that's the priority. You seek the kingdom of God first.
That's right.
You seek the things of the kingdom of God. And I quoted here, Brother Copeland, true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind. Now, if anybody out there has heard disparaging things about Brother Copeland concerning prosperity and thinking he's greedy, look at his definition again. True prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind.
That's what he believes and that's what he does.
That's right. And Gloria, true prosperity is having every need met. Now, for folks that are watching us right now that are struggling in their finances, that's a powerful definition.
Prosperity is available.
Prosperity is available.
You can take it.
For every need. And they
through
can take it.
Through the Word
it.
Of God, you take it.
They can take it. They can receive it. So true prosperity is having every need met. So let's go to page 2, Gloria, if we could, and take a look at this. In Matthew 6:24, it says, be careful where you put your trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in the Amplified translation, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one or despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever
That's
you have
right.
trusted in. Gloria said in her book, you are meant to serve God, not money. There's no middle ground.
I agree with her.
You agree with her? And then, Gloria, you said, trusting in riches will only go as far as riches will go. What a statement.
Yeah.
What a statement.
Riches won't get you healed.
It won't.
It won't make you happy. You might enjoy it for a season, but then you'll overdo it and mess up and buy the wrong
thing.
And get on stuff you ought not be on.
That's right.
But with God.
Yeah.
If you serve Him, serve His Word, then you're safe.
Then you're safe.
You know what to do. You know to sow.
Exactly right.
You know to tithe. You know to obey the written Word.
Yes.
And that makes you a candidate.
Yep. You're a candidate for prosperity. I like that.
Yes.
I like
Amen.
That. We look at Luke 12 here. It says, But God said to this man, this is the man that was storing up the riches. He said, you fool, this very night they will demand your soul of you, and all things that you prepared, whose will they be? So it is with the one who continues to lay up and hoard possessions for himself and is not rich in his relation to God. This is how he fares.
That's right.
So that is the priority that we have. And you said the laws of prosperity will work in the life of any believer who is obedient to God's word. So we have to be obedient.
And the blessing in the scripture from the Old Testament all the way through is dependent on your doing what God says.
Yeah, exactly.
The blessing comes.
Yeah.
The curse came if they disobeyed God. The blessing came if they did what God said.
Right.
And that's just the same way it is today. If we obey God, the blessing will come.
Right.
Glory to God.
Well, it goes along with these two scriptures
sow,
here.
We sow, we tithe, we do other things that God tells us to do. The blessing will manifest.
It goes along with these two scriptures, number 4 and 5 on point B. In Deuteronomy 29:9, in the Amplified, therefore keep the words of this covenant.
That's the key right there.
And do them.
Yep.
So that you may deal wisely and prosper in all that
That's
you do.
That's the key.
There's the priority.
Mm-hmm.
There's the priority. Keep the words of this covenant and do them, so that you may deal wisely and prosper in all that you do. And then Isaiah 1:19, it says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. I
now,
like that.
What else does the scripture say? I think it's in Proverbs that it says, prosperity ruineth the fool.
Oh, yes.
So God's
not
going to prosper a fool.
Oh, absolutely not.
Doesn't do what he says
and
lives in sin and lives under the curse. You're not going to get blessed under the curse.
Yep.
You're going to get blessed under the blessing.
So we're finding out here in this chapter that you wrote, priorities, prosperity and priorities. The priority is seek first the kingdom of God.
That's right.
The first priority is to keep the word of God first place in our life.
That's right.
Seek God
That's
first, and these things will be added to you. So the priority is the word. You can't have prosperity without the word.
No.
You can't have prosperity without obedience to the word.
That's right.
You can't have prosperity unless you are keeping.
It says prosperity ruins a fool.
Yeah. So
God's
who's
not going to ruin you?
No.
Fool?
No. Fool? What's the matter with you?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. It's not. So we have to make a quality decision.
Yeah.
That we will give the word of God first place. We'll make it final authority in our lives. I mean, that's the very foundation of what you and Kenneth have taught me through all these years. Give the Word of God first place.
That's right.
And the results will be forthcoming. You make it final authority in your life. No matter what you're going through financially right now, you go to the Word, you give it first place. You read Deuteronomy 8:18. Mm-hmm. He gives you the power to get wealth. You have to believe that. You have to receive that. You have to accept that. And that's the same thing that Terry and I had to do when we were believing God for a debt-free house.
That's right.
We had to keep that word before our eyes, in our mouth, in our ears. We had to keep that before us at all times because the pressure was intense. But we kept that word, and you know what?
You got a debt-free house.
We got it.
And you enjoy it every day.
And we enjoy it every single day.
Praise
it's a blessing
God.
To
yeah,
us.
A blessing.
It's a blessing to us. And so in the last 5 minutes here, Gloria, look at point C.
Okay.
And what you said in your book, you have to set your mind on the Word. To prosper, you've got to set your mind on the Word.
That's right.
In the Amplified Bible of this Colossians 3:1-2, if then you've been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing His resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth.
That's right.
That's a powerful scripture, Gloria.
That's the way it works.
We've got to keep our minds
set. First.
Yep.
Number one, the kingdom of God and
yep.
His righteousness. Amplified says, His way of doing and being right and all these things will be added unto you.
They'll be added to us.
That has been proven out in person, family after family,
yes, ma'am.
Family, And then, you know, people can be raised in the same family, and yeah. some of them just discover the Word's way.
Right.
And they go on and be blessed. The same children, the yeah. same family, yeah. Yeah. The other children in the same family just go on and seem like things just don't work out for them.
Sure.
Well,
sure.
the Word's the key. Doing what God says is the key to the blessing. You can't be disobedient and be blessed.
No, you can't. No, you can't. And you said something very important here in number three. You said make an irrevocable decision to serve God's Word.
Yes, amen.
And make it first place in your life.
That's right.
That irrevocable decision that the Word of God has first place, it's the first priority. It's number one. Mm-hmm. Whenever we have a need, we go to the Word
it's
first.
It's the key to prosperity. It's the key to healing.
It is.
The key to blessing.
It is.
All that is in the blessing.
Yeah. It's the key.
And obeying has always been the key to the blessing. In
yeah.
the Old Testament, if they obeyed, they were blessed. If they disobeyed, they were cursed. The enemies ran over them. They had this problem, that
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
But I like to be blessed.
I do too.
So and that's where I'm going.
I'll take the blessing. You quoted here Mark 4:18. It says, the ones sown among the thorns and others who hear the word, then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age, and the pleasure and delight of false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving and passionate desire for other things
yep.
creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless.
Yep.
Fruitless, right. yes. And so we have to make that decision, the irrevocable decision that we're giving the Word of God first place. And it says here, we are to seek first the kingdom and His righteousness by the Word of God.
And that in the Amplified says, His way of doing and being right.
His way of doing and being right. You said, Gloria, once you decide to do whatever you see in the Word of God, you have placed yourself
right.
in position to receive great financial blessings.
That is the truth.
Oh, that is so good.
That is the key.
You said the Word of God will produce just as far as you dare commit to it.
That's the truth.
What a powerful statement.
What happens. Yeah.
And so once you decide, let's go back to this statement. Once you decide to do whatever you see in the Word of God, once mm-hmm. you make that quality decision, I'm going to do what the Word of God says, I'm going to believe the Word, then you've positioned yourself. You've placed yourself. You've gotten in a place of qualification to receive great financial blessing. Now, Gloria, in a moment here, we're going to look at a feature.
Now, George,
let
me just throw this in. When I discovered that in the scripture, in this translation that Ken's mother had given him, I'd never seen a easy translation to read, you know.
Right.
We were living in a house with a rented rollaway bed and a coffee table Ken made in shop, and maybe a couple old pieces of furniture from Vanetta's house.
Yes.
Was it this table and a table like this that I got at the Goodwill or the Salvation Army one, and I put it together and painted it, and that was our dining room. It's just about this size. This may be the table. I don't know. Anyway, it's doing the Word. It's just doing
it's
what
doing
He says.
The word. Yeah.
And that opens the door to the blessing.
And that's what happened.
Anybody can do it. He's no respecter of persons.
You opened yourself up for the greatest financial blessings you've ever imagined. And
that's true.
This feature that we want to show, Gloria, this is about a lady. And I heard this testimony a few months ago, and then I had the team follow up because
Good.
It was just stunning. This lady is a partner with the ministry. She'd been going from paycheck to paycheck, could barely make it by. And she took the word that she heard from this ministry. She began to apply it. And now she is a multi... Well, why don't you just watch the feature?
Oh, let's see. A multi-what? Let's see.
My name is Carolyn Moorhead, and I'm from Yorktown, Texas. We never really had a lot of money. We just were living from hand to mouth, or however you want to say it. We were on food stamps and welfare. They called it AFDC back then. I think I was getting $300 a month. And that $300 a month, you know, even that long ago, still didn't go very far. But I decided I'm going to take $30 out of that and put it in a coffee can. And when I get to a place where I can either give it, or because I wasn't going to church anywhere. So I did that.
and God turned things around. We were overdrawn at the bank, and you know, every paycheck you'd get brought that up to zero, you know, that kind of thing. But after, when I started tithing, everything started turning around. I never went without, and but it just was, you know, and I always continued to tithe, but it just wasn't the money to do a whole lot of anything else. In 1990, I became church secretary at the local Assembly of God church here in town. And of course, the position is a volunteer, just like most small churches, you know. But in 2009, the pastor wanted to pay me to be up there a few days a week. And so we were doing that for a little while. But, you know, of course the church at the time couldn't pay a whole lot, so it's not like you could live on that. And I was getting concerned about my financial condition at that time. I remember Kenneth Copeland saying, "You're not working for a living, you're working on a son." And when I decided that I'm gonna quit, you know, thinking about, oh, I gotta do this, oh, I gotta do that, oh, I gotta work here, go with, you know, make that money, get out all this. When I just relaxed in that thought, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, that's when things, it quit being a pressure. The turning point is to believe the Word of God when it says what He says He's going to do. I mean, you can be a Christian, and I'm a prime example of that. A Christian, your whole life, and still not live a victorious life only because you're not actually believing what the Word says. After that decision, things started opening up. And by the time the year's end, I had finances come in from 11 different places. The Eagleford Shale opened up in this area, and leases were being made all over the place. And at first they started out small oil companies leasing land. But I remember telling my dad one day, you know, that they would lease my property. I think he was getting $125 an acre for the lease. I said, "They're going to lease mine for $400 an acre." And he laughed at me because that was not happening anywhere. And I told him that they'd called and wanted to lease my property for $450 an acre. And he never said a word. He got off that tractor, walked in the house, and never said a word. Because it was, you know, because I had told him, but he laughed at me when I told him. I'm a firm believer if a ministry is helping you to grow, that you support that ministry. I can't produce all of the material that, you know, that KCM produces or More Life Ministries produce. I can't do that, but I can put my seed in there, and I want to put my seed in good ground. I really enjoy the way that they seem to not be able to exhaust the prosperity, the ability to thrive message. They can't exhaust it. Before I ever had any money, I would tell people, one of these days I'm gonna have more money, so much money that I'll be looking for ways to give it away. And that's where I'm at now. And it's a blessing to me to be able to do that.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.